Hi, this is Johnny Cosmo, and you're listening to KAOS Olympia.
What's up? I'm Markley Morrison, and this is Low Profile. It is the seventh installment of highlights from this year's Shirler Sundays concert and interview series. And today, we are keeping it local. It's Olympia music, including the debut performance by Riley Kendig's band and UK Gold, who's been around for, I want to say, about 5 years here in Olympia. It's an exciting concert, especially to see a band for the very first time, or rather hear them, as you will today. This episode was documented by Andrew Ebright, engineered by Kifa Crow, and edited and mixed by Rose Nielsen. It was recorded behind the Carnegie Library in Olympia, Washington, back in July 2023. First up, it is Riley Kendig.
Shame, the fawn, the freeze, the fight, the flight. night. Now everything feels wrong tonight. It's fighting life of things you said. Your excuse, cause I'm used to feeling dead. Instead, the truth while I'm on the roof. The proof is clear, I fear I'm wrong. A song that crumbs, that lacerate, just exacerbate the wound too soon. The tune's a tune. If it's just no good, then I'll leave the room. Let's replace the pain with a daisy chain. Let's construct a frame to contain your shame. The fawn, the freeze, the fight, the flag. Now everything feels wrong tonight. In spite of lie of things you said, you're excused cause I'm used to feeling dead. Instead the truth while I'm on the roof. The proof is clear, I feel I'm wrong.
You know, these guys really, really knocked it out. They responded to my ad on Craigslist, and they came out for me. We got Harrison Hannon on the drums. We got Cassidy Smith over here singing. We got Graham Smith slapping the bass. Ben Leonard over here has a whole laboratory. I won't even list everything, but he's got some things he's doing. And we got Andy Buchel over on the other guitar. My name's Riley. Thanks for being here.
One, two, three, four. I've been so high ever since you said goodbye. And I've been so on my shelf. Today I looked at the ceiling and it smiled at me. Even if it made me feel better, it's still giving me the creeps. touched, the more that they collect dust. If I could get high again, but I just don't have the strength. Plus they might see that I'm clumsy. This is just the type of thing I came here to get away from. It's the same old show with the devil that you know. I haven't learned a thing since I was 17. But now I'm on the roof again. I could be a little less the way I am. Cause if I said just what I thought, I would bite my tongue right off. So I'm back at the corner store instead. And maybe when I'm on the roof again, I'll have another drink to clear my head. It's the same old show with the devil that you know. I haven't learned a thing. Yeah, you know it's me, because I'm wearing it on my sleeve. Yeah, you know it's true, I'm gonna give it all to you. You
you.
Thank you.
Thanks, that's it.
I was trying to sing the ground for the last,
A phenomenal debut set from Riley Kindig and the Magenta Sextet.
Thank you so much. You've been a wonderful octopus.
Thanks. So,
I'm back.
Yeah, you.
I'm back, baby.
You're back. Riley, so this came about because about however many months ago, in the springtime, you handed me a cassette.
That's right.
And you're like, I made this. And I was like, wow. When did you? And I put it on in the car. I listened to it. I think I called you up before I was done hearing it.
That's how I remember it, yeah.
And I was like, can you come play this? And do you think you can teach an ensemble these tunes, maybe? Or I don't know what, like, I didn't know what it was going to look like.
Yeah, here it is.
How's that journey from the creation of the Your Car album to the forming of the Magenta Sextet?
How is it? I guess I don't know how to answer that question.
Well, let's start with the record. Because I don't have any other Riley Kindig albums.
That's true. This is
how
the
about
first,
you?
This is the first and only one.
Okay. I thought so.
I guess I have been taping things by myself since I was a teenager, like I think around 15.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother bought me a Tascam, like a simple one, kind of like this one.
And you got to be going on 19 by now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I'm almost legal to drink. That's an NA.
Nice, nice. Yeah, good thing we have those. Sorry.
But yeah, you know, like I was like, I'm gonna be the microphones, Grandma. I need this 4-track, and she bought it for me.
Is
and
then this
I
made one a bunch right of, here?
No, something? I don't know which one that is.
Okay.
I lost that 4-track. Anyway.
Do the tapes you made back then still translate to the machine you have now? Have you ever checked out your old?
I'm pretty sure they do.
That's cool.
I'm pretty sure they do.
It doesn't always work that way.
Yeah, I've been meaning to dig through the archives and assemble like a teenage tape or something.
Yeah.
Probably a YouTube only release.
YouTube only, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, get those ads.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And you were saying you made a music video for your song Whatever that we heard earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been sitting on it for a long time. It was filmed early lockdown, and I don't know, at that point in time, I thought this record would be done, like, really soon. I was like, oh, yeah, I got, like, 3 or 4 songs that I like. It'll be done in no time. And then it took me, like, 4 more years.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes,
yeah,
I guess.
That's how
so
it goes.
So you put in a good amount of space and consideration into deciding that, hey, this is the album now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mostly a lot of crippling self-doubt.
And how'd you get that sweet record deal?
Oh, yeah, with Teeny Genie Records?
Yeah, yeah.
I pulled some strings. I rubbed the magic lamp.
They're based in Tacoma, right? Or?
They're based in Olympia, Washington. Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, great.
It's definitely a real record label.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely real.
No, they released an album of mine like probably 6 years ago or something.
That's true. Hard Water.
Yeah.
One of my most favorite Skrill Meadow records.
Thanks.
I was listening to it again recently. It's a real banger.
That thing's like 11 years old now. It's in the approaching classic rock.
Markley, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you make that record at the Chez Puget?
No, I don't think.
Where did you make it?
I don't think I made any portion of it there. I made it at a couple different residences that I lived at in a northeast neighborhood, but not that house in particular. And then did one over at a Dub Narcotic studio when they were over there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I always imagined you in the Shay with a boombox or something, but that's just a romantic fantasy, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, Shay Puget, for the uninitiated, is a long-running Olympia punk house that I occupied for a number of years.
And now I occupy it, and I still wear your old T-shirt.
That's great. Keep it in the family. So this album was recorded there.
Primarily.
Yeah.
There were a couple songs recorded at a different house in Olympia, but almost the entire thing was recorded.
It's crazy how many bands have recorded records in that house.
It's true.
I can't throw a number at you, but it's
69.
It's in the double digits, to be sure. High double digits. So the ensemble here, the sextet, you already introduced everybody.
Yeah, like I said, I found them on Craigslist.
Approximating a home-recorded, multi-tracking, basically experimental approach at pop music, it's quite a feat. And
yes.
I feel like I was hearing things I recognized from the tape. Like, for instance, the excessive amount of guitars.
There's an excessive amount, it's true.
We had 6 guitars and 7 mm-hmm. including bass, and 1 12 string.
That's right.
That's all. I don't do math on Sundays, but that's a lot of strings.
That's a lot of strings. Yeah, I don't know what my problem is, Markley.
So what? Now you have these guys, these folks, these lovely people.
Yeah, look at them over there.
They look ready. I don't know. I hope to hear more from this group. That would be fantastic to hear more of this.
That's the hope.
Are you still in the songwriting business?
Yeah, I'm in the biz. Capital pays me, you know, write some songs.
Sure, sure. And are you
Decca
still
too? Bearsville.
You still mess around with bikes at all?
Yeah. I like to ride them.
Uh-huh.
I like to make them work better. You know? Yeah, I like bikes.
You have like a toolkit you carry around with you?
I got a toolkit. A lot of this record was made on the very workbench that I work on bikes.
Wow.
But I would just kind of clear it off and then put the tape machine on there. And, you know, sit there with a nice overhead light.
They both got spinning wheels. I mean, there's...
That's true.
You know, that's the correlation, I think.
I think you're right.
My boss at the radio station always says, don't make a connection. Don't try to make a connection when there isn't one.
I think there is one here, though.
Yeah, just making sure in case he hears this.
Yeah.
Well, golly, I mean, thank you for pulling this together.
Thank you for inviting me.
And welcome to the domination of pop music. You're killing it.
Thanks, Markley.
All right. Love you.
Can I give you a hug?
We are on
TV,
camera. Yeah.
Yay.
Euro kiss?
Euro kiss? Is that like on the cheek?
It's either that. Yeah.
And then this one?
Mm-hmm. We could go French. I don't know. Late night.
See me later, like around back.
All right.
This is Low Profile. I'm Markley Morrison. We just heard a concert from Riley Kindig, followed by an interview. And up next, we've got a performance and interview with Olympia's own UK Gold.
I'm surrounded but alone. An He's gotta own people. He's walking real slow. And you like to know her. You're down at the bar. She shakes her head. She's wrapped in plastic. You're never gonna know.
Markley, it's UK Gold. The UK stands for University of Kentucky. Margo, I realized my problem. I've been using my... The estates are marching to my side. Reaching, I feed them from my palm. Time, economy, and leisure. You're waiting, expected, and baited. Standing precisely for failure. Standing anointed, anointed. Always to be just disappointed. Bacon and useless flat hander. Denial of power. Bring me the madam and the mister. Looks like my brother, my sister. Hitched in from Beirut wearing Houston. You could never tell that he missed her. Vacant and listless, but hinder.
That's called playing a new one you just wrote. The UK and UK Gold, any other ideas? Stands for unknown.
social slipper is tilted. It's time to tuck in my tail. This heaven gives me migraine over the distance across the rails, yeah. Off-duty nuns.
Oh yeah, we have to be interviewed now. Wait, what? This should be plenty weird.
You don't have to. They're gonna do it. Okay. That was UK Gold. All the way from the University of Kentucky. Thanks for the insight there.
The UK and UK Gold stands for Uncle Cracker.
Oh, you know, I feel like I heard that before. Well, so we have Forrest here. I want to say hi, Forrest.
Hello.
Tell me, when did you get your first guitar?
I think I was 14. I traded a BMX bike for this like red 80s like Van Halen guitar. And I mean, it wasn't really a Van Halen guitar. It was just like a, you know, that style.
Like a Flying V or?
I don't know. Some guitar off brand. I have no idea what it was. It had like 3 strings. I didn't know how to put them on, so I just like played with it for a while.
3's probably good enough at that point. Actually, here, I have a mic for you. And we have 2 guys named Matt in the same band.
Born in the 70s, who would have thunk it?
How has that aspect of the group dynamic been going?
With 2 guys named Matt?
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. It makes it easier on Forrest. If you need someone's attention, he just yells out, Matt. One of us looks. Ta-da.
Killer. Do we have that kick mic live? No.
We can share, Matt.
Yeah, you know, I always grew up knowing that Matt was kind of a rare name.
Yeah.
And so when we got in a band together and realized that both of us were given the same name,
we realized it pretty quick.
Kind of taken by surprise. So we've found a way to navigate, and we keep going strong.
You just get home to your family and be like, you guys will never guess that guy I've been playing in this band with for a while. Turns out we have the same fucking name.
That's it.
How long has UK Gold been an entity, Matt? I was trying to kick this around. And
2016, maybe?
2014. Okay, that's about...
Yeah. We're not a very ambitious band, but, you know, it's been enjoyable.
As your recorded discography... I listened to it a few times, and it just a few hours to do that. Yeah, well, I mean,
it took a few hours
to hear it a few times.
You have to take pauses.
Yeah,
take a break.
Sometimes you just don't have time for a break. Though
we're on a lot of compilations.
Is that right?
Yeah, thanks to Girlsville Records. You know. They're fans, so they throw us on comps all the time, which is nice.
So you guys keep busy writing?
No, we don't keep busy writing at all. You know, COVID hit, and we like released a record right when COVID hit. And since then, we've done nothing. Feels pretty good.
We played one show. This is our second show. We took the pandemic off. We played 3 shows?
Well, that's very medical professional of you to do that.
I'm concerned.
Nurse first.
Yeah. Our Matthew here is a nurse. Matt on your right.
Registered and everything.
You registered, finally. Okay, killer.
No more freelance nursing for me.
So I really dig the pandemic record that you came out with. It sounds like a whole nother animal from the EP, and I guess I missed the compilation tracks that are sprinkled around. Yeah, I was going to say the addition of a hi-hat may have had a lot to do with that.
Might have.
It was more of the kind of classic Ole Caveman style drumming before that, I'd say.
That's me.
That was you? Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful.
Thanks.
And now we're on to a whole new chapter.
Matt, classic caveman, yeah. I think he liked that.
Do you get the bass lines in the mail before you come up with the guitar parts?
No, well, email, yes. But that's about it. It's just like he has an idea and he'll send me an idea and then I just write something over it. Works.
You could go a lot of different directions from there, and I really like the directions you choose to go. I've noticed that compared to other projects I've heard you play in, this is a much more, I guess, more mature subject matter in the as far as the lyrical
yeah, I mean,
goes.
I don't know. I was in a band called the Maxines, and started to get a little dark towards the end of the Maxines, and then started writing songs with Forrest after that, and I don't know, that's just where we went with it. It's been good. It's been helpful.
Beautiful.
Therapeutic. You know, we had some dark times as a society, but also personally, so I think it just, that's how it came out.
Catharsis can be a beautiful thing. Matt, is there a pretty cool story about how you became the new drummer in the group? And do you still feel like the new drummer, or do you feel like this is your job now?
Funny you mentioned that. I came in, Forrest and I had been bandmates for a number of years in a little project called Wisdom Teeth, and then became Wisdom Teeth. So we had already played a number of years together and gone on some tours and released some records. And I was ultimately not the style of drummer that the group was looking for initially, but they both kind of did a little bit of the old electroshock therapy and kind of took away my technical edge. And so I've brought everything way back around the bend and just figured out how to work with this group. So yeah, I've been doing that, and it's been nice, and I don't have to do much. They pretty much write the songs, and Matt even kind of tells me what to do on drums, so I
challenged Matt to find the complexity in simplicity, right? Like, so yeah. You could probably relate to that, so no, you know.
That's in around the bend.
Sometimes it's hard.
I think as I've got one of my young proteges in the audience, McKay. McKay, if you're here, raise your hand. Yep, I've got one of my young proteges here, and that's exactly what we've been talking about. Is I'm gonna train them up to being spastically technical, and then we're gonna work our way around the bend. Because the next way you can become better is to come back through and land at simplistic. So yeah, that's pretty much the story of it, and it's been fun.
All right, and. You guys probably planning your next tour? Is that
world tour? No major plans for us. No, nothing to promote or yeah. We're just cruising.
Anything in the incubator?
I can talk on that, Forrest.
Yeah, let Matt wants to talk on this a lot.
Forrest has a solo.
I'll allow it.
Forrest has a solo project called Ed Glover that's on the new We Make the Rules comp out of. Small Craft Advisory.
I keep hearing about this tape.
It's great. It's a tape. You can get it at Rainy Day. And I have a side project called The Chi-Chis. And James Maida of Morgan and the Organ Donors plays guitar on it. And it's more of a classic 90s lo-fi garage thing.
Wow.
Kind of my wheelhouse.
Cool, cool. That sounds really fun. Matt, any buns in the oven for you?
You know, this is wildfire season. Everybody probably knows it. I work for State Emergency Management Division, and that is my next project, is trying to not get activated for emergency operations for Washington State. So stay fire safe, Washington. Thanks.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Can you prevent fires, Forrest?
No, but I know a guy that knows a lot about it, and he talks about it too. Like, get him going; he'll fill you in on the details.
Is that why you're not working on a new album together?
No, I think we're just dads, busy.
Yeah, we're the kids. We're
there. We got this project over here. So
it's the kids.
You know that drill.
Absolutely, yeah. Mine are all at home today, but they're definitely up to no good. I can assure you that. Well, speaking of Morgan and the organ donors, you going to come see them next time, next week?
Next week, best band in Olympia.
Is that right?
I'm saying it. I'm standing by that. The best band in Olympia, Morgan and the organ donors.
Wow.
No doubt. Have been for a long time, too.
Well.
And their new record's great.
Well, UK Gold, thank you so much for coming and doing this.
Yeah, thanks, Markley.
Hey, this is Markley Morrison, and you've been listening to Low Profile, the 7th installment of highlights from the Schirler Sundays concert and interview series recorded behind the Carnegie Library in downtown Olympia, Washington this past summer. We just heard UK Gold in a concert and interview. Before that, we heard Riley Kendig's band. And yeah, this episode was engineered by Kifa Crow, documented by Andrew Ebright, and mixed and edited by Rose Nielsen. We've got two more of these live episodes coming. After that, we'll be taking a short hiatus before coming back with season 9 of Low Profile.